TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. It's Raised by Wolves.
It is Raised by Wolves on Score North on 1500 and that Score North mobile app available for Apple and Android. I'm Robbie Maklouf along with our Wolves reporter, Danny Cunningham, Declan Goff on the other side of the glass. And it is NBA Draft Lottery Day. If you want to get in on the fun, 651-646-8255 or tweet us at SKOR North. I really like the NBA Draft Lottery.
Today is one of my favorite days on the NBA calendar, Ryan.
I like the theater of the Draft Lottery.
It's perfect. I cannot think of a better way to kick off draft season than the draft lottery. It's my favorite thing.
It's awesome. And I think this is the first thing that the NBA did right in terms of drumming up discussion and news and drama and controversy around their league. Almost every NBA draft lottery has conspiracies surrounding it. Theories either going into it or theories coming out of it on why whoever won the lottery won the lottery.
Except for ones involving Phoenix, because just no one cares, right? who cared? No one said, the lottery last year was rigged. Who would rig it for Phoenix?
Yeah, nobody would rig it for Phoenix.
Exactly.
But the Wolves will be part of the lottery tonight. Let's quickly, for those who don't know, give some of the percentage breakdowns in terms of chances to win or get in the top four of the NBA draft tonight when the NBA draft lottery will get started at 7:30. Is that right? 7:30?
I believe there's like a pre-lottery show at 7, okay. And then I think they'll start unveiling the cards around
Tankathon
the 7:30-ish.
Has a clock countdown that says 6 hours, 28 minutes, and 7 seconds right now.
Oh, well, you're behind because now it's 6 hours, 27 minutes, and 37 seconds.
It's not like the NHL lottery where they say it's at 7 and then they waited till like 7:58 to start announcing the picks.
I don't think it's like that, but they will take a commercial break at some point, and they're like they will probably get to, and it's new this year because now they're drawing for the top four teams as opposed to the top three teams, which it had been in the past. My assumption is that they will reveal picks number 14 through 5 and then take a commercial break and then go 4 through 1.
So they're actually being proactive and doing it the right way instead of the NHL, like dragging something out.
Yes, because people actually watch this.
Right, of course. Bingo. That's what I was looking for.
You were just on the hockey show yesterday.
I was teeing you up for it. That was a little insulting.
No one has NHL Network. I'm sorry. Everyone's got ESPN. No one has NHL Network. You can try and watch the NHL Draft Lottery, and you just can't do it because you don't have the channel. Like 5 people in the country have it.
I honestly don't know if I have NHL Network.
And you didn't watch the draft lottery, did you?
No.
Exactly.
No.
And you host a video series called What Are We Watching? You're supposed to be our TV connoisseur, and you didn't watch the draft lottery for the NHL.
Does either of you have YouTube TV? Do you know if that has NHL Network?
I don't have cable, man. Right.
I'm a sling guy.
Sling guy.
Good advertising right here happening.
Okay. Should I advertise for my means of consuming?
No, because they're
please don't.
They're illegal. So,
says who?
The percentages, the Knicks, the Cleveland Cavaliers, your Cleveland Cavaliers, Danny Cunningham. And
they're not my Cleveland Cavaliers.
The Phoenix Suns all have a 52.1% chance to end up in the top four and a 14% chance to end up with the number one overall pick in Zion Williamson. The Bulls have a 48% chance
to
land in the top four. They are. And a 12.5% chance to get the number one pick. And then that's where the drop-off is. Atlanta has a 10.5% chance. Washington has a 9% chance. Few teams, New Orleans, Memphis, Dallas, all have a 6% chance.
They all tied with the same record, which is why they all have a 6% chance. Under normal conditions, they wouldn't be tied. New Orleans would have better odds than both Memphis and Dallas and so on. But because they all finished at 33 and 49 on the season, they all have the same odds. They've got a 6% chance for that number one pick and a 26.3% chance to jump into the top four.
Which brings us to your Minnesota Timberwolves, who have a 13.9% chance to land in the top four and a 3% chance to land the number one pick and pair Zion Williamson with Cat.
That's why that drop-off between their percentage chance for a number one overall pick is pretty significant between 9 and 10. In normal scenarios, without a tie, I believe the number nine position would have a 4.5% chance of getting the number one overall pick, but because there's a tie, it's a little bit different.
So they got screwed even in this.
No. I'm saying that that's why there's such a gap. The Wolves' percentage didn't change.
I'm saying
because there's a tie. Actually, New Orleans, whoever would have finished seventh, got screwed.
Call me crazy. By the way, we're going to have a NBA draft lottery watch along and show tonight. Me and Daniel will be back along with Phil Mackey.
I can't wait.
From 7 until 8 o'clock tonight. We'll watch the lottery happen live with you, and then we will react to it. We're scheduled to go until 8. If they get the number one pick, we'll probably just be with you until Lebatard tomorrow.
Which is fine.
Yeah. If they get the number one pick, I think we just stay on the air all night
long. At that point, I think we'd probably just stay through Lebatard. We would probably go into
purple. You don't think we've run out of steam by 9 a.m. tomorrow?
Well, no, because then we get the morning drive people. That's true. I mean, then we're getting more interaction.
And
at that point, are you hosting Purple Daily tomorrow?
I am.
Then you're staying on until...
It's the three-man team.
Then you're staying on. If they win the lottery, you'll be on the radio from 7 o'clock tonight until 1 o'clock tomorrow. Unless you got the Twins show tomorrow, too.
I do have the Twins show tomorrow.
Then you'll be on live from 7.
Live from CHS Field.
Well, you'll get a nice... how are we going to get to CHS
That's
Field?
That's true.
No, CHS Field's Thursday.
That's Thursday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Wednesday.
All right.
So you'll get a nice two-hour break until Mackey and Judd after tonight's show.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're here to serve you, the Minnesota sports fan, on Score North.
And Minnesota sports anytime, anywhere.
ScoreNorth.com. Anytime, anywhere on the Score North mobile app.
Including potentially overnight.
And that Score North mobile app, I don't know if you know this, it's available for Apple and Android, you guys. And
I do know that.
Well,
I didn't know it was available
live,
for Android. I'm
the more points you rack up for potential rewards, the Score North mobile app is a one-stop shop also for all written content on ScoreNorth.com, including Danny's music on the Minnesota Timberwolves. But again, call me crazy. I got a gut feeling that the Wolves are moving up in this lottery.
I did my first ever write that down, Declan.
Can you do me a favor? I love doing on-air production.
Yeah.
Pull up Morning Judd from today.
I got it, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
I don't want the whole thing.
I told him to pull it up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, just thinking ahead here.
He doesn't want to hear any of this optimism that Danny and I are trying to bring to the Minnesota Timberwolves and the draft lottery discussion.
Hello and welcome to a new series of videos I will be doing called Morning Judd.
This is amazing.
Very creative, right?
Yeah, let's listen to the whole thing.
Here's episode one. It's Tuesday. I'm recording this. The NBA draft lottery is tonight. The Wolves, not surprisingly, are involved once again in the lottery. And
Judd's in his car doing this.
A friend of mine, a guy I consider myself a mentor to, who does a great job covering the Wolves for us at Score North, wrote a column today basically saying, at scorenorth.com, by the way, if you want to check it out, saying, why not the Wolves? What if? What if the Wolves? That was his premise. What if? What if all of these things in Minnesota sports had gone differently? And what if someday we say, how about the Wolves won the lottery, took Zion Williamson, and what if that hadn't happened? Danny. Now he's 25. I don't blame him. Whole life in front of him. All these hopes. He's a Cleveland sports fan. He actually thinks that the
25.
Browns are going to be good. So his entire life is in front of him. But Danny, the Timberwolves don't win the lottery. They don't.
But they did.
They move down. Sometimes they stay put. But they don't win the lottery. It doesn't happen. I'll believe it when I see it. I've never seen it. I was at this Wolves' first home game in what would it have been, November of 1989 against Jordan and the Bulls in the Metrodome. I've seen a lot of Wolves games. I've seen this entire franchise existence. I've seen them be in the lottery, time after time after time. You know what I haven't seen, Danny? I haven't seen this team move up. The year they got Cat, it was special. It was great. Guess what? They were the worst team in basketball. They basically stood put and got the first overall pick, and we were all pleasantly surprised that that even happened. Zion, are you serious? Do I need to remind you of Shaquille O'Neal and the year that the Wolves thought that they could get him? And we were all, you know what? I think I was 23 back then. I was optimistic. I thought, why not? Why not Shaq spending his career in Minnesota playing his games at Target Center for a new franchise that's, you know, got off to a rough start, but heck, it'll
be
great.
He's so damaged. He's so hurt by his past.
Danny, the Wolves don't win the lottery. It's that simple. It's sad. What if? What if a good thing?
What was that laugh? What was that laugh?
Can you rewind just to that
Can you
laugh
just isolate
chance?
The laugh? That was creepy.
Or the like kind of heavy sigh towards the end too.
Well, that's just his Minnesota sports fandom that's really beaten any and all optimism out of him.
That'd be great. Danny, the Wolves don't win the lottery. It's that simple. It's sad. What if? Lots of good things. We can only dream.
Oh, I love it's that, man. Sad. Mackie and Judd with Robbie. Weekdays at 4 on Score North.
I just picture Judd in his perm, and when he's 23, maybe like a nice adult beverage waiting for that draft lottery for the Shaquille O'Neal. I would just love to see 23-year-old Judd.
He went and got his Shaq Wolves jersey printed already pre-draft just to go and watch the lottery.
He's
already crying.
The North Stars had just left. You know, like he's an emotional mess. He has to gravitate towards something, and it was Shaq, and he gets let down again.
Now, look, in all likelihood, because of what the odds and the percentages say, Judd's going to be right, and the Wolves don't move up. But, again, this is a gut feeling. I think they do. And Danny, it sounds like you also think that they do.
There's never a time like the present, Rami, right?
Right.
If there's ever a time for them to move up, it's now. I don't see, I'm not saying that they're going to. Well, I did say that, actually. I made that my write that down. First ever write that down.
I did too.
I said the Wolves were going to move up in the lottery. I'm not promising they're going to get a number one pick, but I just have a feeling they're going to be in the top four for some reason.
I do too.
And maybe
they picked the right people to do this draft lottery show tonight with Mackie.
Oh, absolutely. This
optimism will reign.
Can you imagine if when they do win the lottery or not even? Is winning the lottery number one or is a win moving to the top four for the Wolves?
I think a win moving is
like, can
is
we moving. Say that they won the lottery?
Yes.
If they land at number
the
three,
top four, the Wolves won the lottery. Yeah,
sure. So if they win the lottery tonight, it's going to be electric. It's going to be awesome on Score North. We will have so much fun. I might order pizza.
We should order. Let's order. We should order pizza.
You want to? Should I put it in a future order right now?
I think we should discuss where we're ordering pizza from.
Rami's very particular on his pizza.
I'm a bit of a pizza snob.
Yep.
Yeah, we get it. You grew up in Chicago, man.
Which brings me to what I was about to say. I think the reason why we have any optimism is because we're imports. This is the same thing.
Not only are we imports, we are imports from cities that have won the lottery with long odds.
And this is true. So if they win the lottery, it's really us that did it. It's bringing our luck to Minnesota sports is what happened. But this is the same thing as with the Minnesota Twins and the pump the brake people. And I told those people, not only am I not pumping the brakes, I have cut the brakes on the Minnesota Twins train.
That's kind of dangerous, that thing, man.
You might get
in a car crash.
Now, I'm not cutting the brakes on the Wolves. They have a long way to go before I'm cutting the brakes on the Wolves.
Are they even moving yet? You could cut the brakes because they're just kind of stuck in mud.
Yeah, this thing, it needs a new transmission at this point. So brakes aren't even really a concern. This thing ain't even moving. So I'm not saying I'm cutting the brakes, but I am going to allow myself to have some Wolves optimism. I don't think there's anything wrong with having some Wolves optimism. And some Minnesota sports optimism.
I don't think so either. I think that it's better to go in hopeful, right? Yeah, there's a really good chance that they don't move up, right?
Right. Mathematically speaking, there's an
86.1% chance that the Minnesota Timberwolves do not draft in the top four of the draft on June 20th.
Right.
Right. But there's still a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I'm saying that there is indeed a chance.
Well, again, mathematically. They have the percentage chance that we just laid out, which is for the Minnesota Timberwolves, a 13.9% chance to go into the top four and a 3% chance to get the number one overall pick. That's mathematically, but anecdotally speaking,
there you go.
They have a decent chance if you look at the history of the NBA draft lottery. The Bulls had a 1.7% chance when they won the number one pick in 2008. And took Derrick Rose.
And I'll say this. I know that the lottery odds did change, but it's been some time since we've seen a team jump up. Not into the top three, which it was, but I'm talking for the number one overall pick.
Right.
2018, the Phoenix Suns won the lottery to get the number one overall pick and select DeAndre Ayton. They had a 25% chance of doing so, worst record in the NBA. 2017, the Boston Celtics got that pick through Brooklyn. Brooklyn had the worst record in basketball. They had a 25% chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
2016, Philadelphia 76ers, worst record in basketball, 25% chance of winning. 2015, your Minnesota Timberwolves, worst record in basketball, 25% chance of winning. You have to go all the way back to the 2014 draft when the Cleveland Cavaliers won with a 1.7% chance of winning, that a team that did not have the worst record in basketball won the lottery to get the number one overall pick. We're due.
We're due for somebody to jump.
We're due for somebody to make the jump. We are due. So I think that at the very least, because you have to quantify being due for it, you have to multiply the Wolves' odds by at least two. Right?
Multiply them by two. I don't know if they have to go from, out here, Danny.
They have to. When you quantify being due, I think roughly increasing it by 100% makes sense, especially when you're only at 13.9. So really, they're like right under 28%. We'll call it 27.8% chance of them jumping up. That's what I'm going to change it to.
I know I'm preaching optimism, but your math definitely doesn't check out.
So now you're looking at.
Can you back me up on this?
I am so bad at math, and that did not work. I failed college math 3 times, okay?
Okay, wow.
I was Tommy Boy D plus when
That's
I got that.
You called
final.
It college math and not like arithmetic or whatever it actually was.
That's what worries me is if you're calling it college math, it cannot be that hard of a math class.
It was actually stats because I failed the general math class 3 times.
Anyways, what
I
I'm
love
saying
Declan
here,
going and signing up for college math.
I'm here for college math. My name's Declan Goff, St. Cloud State.
Is there a level lower than just college math at St. Cloud State?
No, there isn't. That's why they admit everyone.
So as a producer, how do you back time us? Is that a struggle?
Oh, it's work. It's a lot of work. Luckily, there's a nice clock in the parentheses to the right that really helps you with back clocking. I learned that.
I never even noticed that.
That's
yeah, that's
huge.
That's
really helps out. It really
it's
helps
a clock
out.
That tells you how much time there is before the top of the hour.
Yeah, long division, I was really... Down. I peaked at math in 6th grade. Like, long division, prime factorization, I was a killer at. 7th grade, down
so
the tube.
So maybe Danny's math does check
maybe.
Out. If you're saying it doesn't, it sounds like there's
I
a pretty
feel pretty good,
chance.
Good about it, then.
My math says that if Declan says Danny's math is off, then it's probably right.
Exactly.
That's my equation.
That's what I'm saying. So there, we're going to multiply their odds by 2. So they're at 13.9.
I'm going to go with it.
That puts them up to, I believe, 27.8, if my math is correct. Declan, don't check that. And you've got pretty good odds. That's better than 1 in 4. If my math is correct,
that's
again,
really
Declan,
good.
Don't check that.
That's really good.
So you have to be happy for the Wolves right now heading into tonight. Have to be.
Some more incidents of teams moving up that had no business moving up. In 2007, 3 teams outside of the top 3, the Blazers, Sonics, and Hawks, respectively, jumped into the trio of top spots leading the draft to meet differing levels of luck. The year after, New Orleans lost Chris Paul. They won the Anthony Davis lottery. Then again, the NBA conducted a mock lottery each year right before the real one. A run through for people in the back of the room to show how the process will occur. In 2012, the Hornets won the mock lottery and the real one. Those who were present that day recall the basketball
and
gods
the
were
year
smiling
before
upon
that.
Them.
And I mean, New Orleans had a 13.7% chance of winning that year. The year before that, the Cavs got Kyrie Irving. The Cavs had the worst record in basketball, but their own pick didn't come up. They won Kyrie Irving on the Los Angeles Clippers pick, which they got because they traded Mo Williams and Jamario Moon to LA in exchange to take on Baron Davis's salary and an unprotected first round pick. That pick had a 2.8% chance of jumping up to number one and being Kyrie Irving, and it did. There was a chance. There have been plenty of drafts where teams with worse odds than the Wolves have jumped up to number one.
It's happening. We're just going to transition that slogan over from
the shirts.
It's happening.
You can make them different colors. The Twins ones can be the blue. The green or something can be the Wolves or the blue.
They have all the co-branded hats at Target Field. They have like a Vikings co-branded hat, a Gophers co-branded hat.
Yeah, we could definitely pull this off.
I think we could do this.
Ross is literally printing t-shirts as we speak right now.
Oh, that's where he's been?
That's where he is. I haven't seen him
in like a week.
I've been avoiding Ross because he keeps sending me emails reminding me to sign up for the Score Fantasy Golf Contest.
Did you sign up for the Masters one? Because I forgot to. I would have picked Tiger and I would have won.
I have not yet.
Like, so I was doing cluster fun today. It was myself and Matthew Collar, and someone walked into the room while we were live on Periscope and Twitter and all the other platforms that cluster fun can be consumed.
And that's every day at 11 a.m.
Day at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. And coming soon to a podcast area near you. But we were recording and someone walked in and goes, "Hey, if you guys want to bet on the PGA championship," and we're like,
was it one of our sales guys?
I don't know who it
Did
was.
Did they not see the camera and the high level of production that was happening?
They were
it's
not
a
looking,
glass door.
They were not looking hard enough for it, but I would have bet Tiger, and I'll bet Tiger on the next one too.
I'll just bet Tiger on everything.
Exactly.
Really
that is
golfer
my golf
I
mindset.
Know.
Yes.
I know Phil. I do know Phil, and I know Dustin Johnson.
Phil hits bombs.
He's married to Paulina Gretzky. Those are the only three people.
That's all you really kind of have to know.
Really all
Maybe
I need
Maybe Brooks
to know.
Koepka, put that into your memory bank. He's pretty good.
Is he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. I think he's number 2 or 3 in the world.
Who's the Irish guy?
Rory?
Rory.
Jason, you know, Jason Day?
Rory McIlroy something? No.
Nope.
Nothing.
Okay.
Does nothing for
All
me.
All right.
All right. We've gone way off the track.
Yep.
Declan, are you a conspiracy guy? Do you believe in conspiracy theories? Because they fly.
Well, we know he's not a mathematician.
No, I'm not a math guy. I can be a conspiracy theory guy. I have to be convinced.
Did you take a college conspiracy class?
And if so, did you pass?
That was shockingly not on the curriculum at St. Cloud State.
Because conspiracies do tend to fly this time of year. And I want to go through some of the famed NBA draft lottery conspiracies.
My favorite.
And see what people are buying and what they're not. When Raised by Wolves return on Score North on 1500, scorenorth.com, the Score North mobile app. It's Raised by Wolves on Score North on 1500 and the Score North mobile app, available for Apple and Android. Your one-stop shop for all of our audio, radio, podcast shows, and all our written content, including Danny Cunningham and his musings, observations on your Minnesota Timberwolves.
Lots of them up today.
Really?
Oh, I've got...
Such as?
Three things. I had three things published before 9 o'clock this morning. Ooh, Rami.
Look at you.
What time did you
get up?
Well, I had a second dentist appointment in 18 hours this morning at 9, so I was like up early. I wrote a column essentially saying, you know, what if the Wolves win? Because Minnesota sports seem to be filled with, and I'm new here, so forgive me, but Minnesota sports seem to be filled with nothing but negative what if moments.
Right.
Well, what if they win the lottery? What if it actually goes well? What if that happens? I wrote a column on that. I also ranked the teams 1 through 14 in which I would like to see win the lottery based on whether it's personal preference, based on basketball entertainment value, based on Twitter just absolutely melting down, based on that. And then also the fact that the Wolves are opening up a coaching search where they're interviewing,
this is true,
as of now, four candidates other than Ryan Saunders for the job.
I like that. I like that they are interviewing other people.
I do too, Ryan Saunders. And this tells me, and the names that are up there have told me that this is
a legitimate search.
I wasn't sold on it being very legitimate at first because of the two names, and especially, I mean, Juwan Howard's a good coach, but I'm not sure he's quite ready. He's been brought up for a couple of different coaching vacancies recently.
He's been on benches for a while, hasn't
he? Since 2013, he's been with Miami. He's been a Miami assistant coach since he retired.
And like basically the last 2 years or 3 years of his career, he was an assistant coach. He wasn't getting in games much. He was just spending his time on the bench, yes, advising people.
He was not exactly getting a lot of minutes,
right,
for those Miami Heat teams. David Vanterpool, who's been with the Blazers for quite a bit now, but hearing Chris Finch be involved, because that's one of Gerson Rosas' guys. He is in New Orleans right now as an assistant coach on Alvin Gentry's staff. He last year was the associate head coach to Michael Malone in Denver. And prior to that, he had been in Houston. He was an assistant coach in Houston from 2011 until 2016. Obviously, Gerson Rosas also in Houston for much of that time.
Right.
But prior to his Houston assistant coaching stint, and this is where I think it's really interesting, is he was the head coach of Houston's G League team. And he was the NBA at the time, it was called the D-League, Coach of the Year in 2010.
I still call it the D-League.
That's fine. I don't care what anyone calls it. I think changing it from the D-League to the G-League is really dumb. Like, I get why they did it, because money and duh.
Sure,
yeah. But it's stupid. It will always be the D-League.
They're both my initials, so I like both of them, so I'm totally fine with it. That's my contribution to the G-League, D-League conversation.
It. Yep. Thanks. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Go do some math. He won Coach of the Year in the D-League back in 2010. And Rosas was essentially running the operations for the Rio Grande Valley Vipers, which is what Houston's D-League affiliate is.
Oh, and I like that.
That is
they
why...
They got to have some sharp jerseys.
I'm sure... Vipers is a great nickname, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is it's an NBA-caliber nickname.
I'm picturing a snake wrapped around the jersey.
We can look it up.
We should probably look it up. But you were saying?
I think that...
I'll look it up.
Because he is essentially one of Rosas's guys. Like, he is a guy that has quite a relationship with Rosas because of this past. I think that makes it a very legitimate and interesting search, because I don't think that he would bring in one of his guys for an interview just for show purposes.
Okay, I found their logo, which is exactly what I had pictured. It's a viper wrapped around a basketball.
Oh, that's nice.
Right? Look at this.
Did you know every NBA logo has a basketball? Some sort of basketball involved in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks? The Bucks' new logo?
I don't know if the Bucks' new one does, but the old ones have. All right. Every team at some point.
We've gone way off the tracks. The reason why I like that they are interviewing people outside of Ryan Saunders for this job is not that I don't want.
And yes, the Bucks' new logo does.
It does?
Look at the middle antlers.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm picturing it now, and you're right. I don't even need to look. But it's not that I don't want Ryan Saunders to get the job. If that's who Gerson Rosas picks, great. I just want Gerson Rosas to be picking the next head coach.
You want it to be a legitimate process.
Exactly. I didn't want him to come in here and have his first and biggest decision to be made for him. That's not why you hire a Gerson Rosas to revamp this organization. So you say, this is your GM and this is your coach. That, to me, that's getting off on the absolute wrong foot. And I assumed that this was the case when he was hired, that he was being given actual autonomy and control over the organization, because I don't think he would have taken it otherwise, because that's why he left Dallas.
I'm with you. I don't think he would have taken it otherwise. And it's...
This isn't a guy who was going to take that, any GM job. That's part of the reason why he left to have a GM job.
That's why he left his GM job in Dallas after 3 months, is because he didn't have the power he thought he was going to have. So I don't think it would have made sense for him to take this job without having that.
So I'm glad they're doing that. That makes me very, very happy and encourages me that the Wolves are now headed in the right direction for the first time in a long time. Those Rio Grande Valley Vipers jerseys, very disappointing.
Yeah.
Just red, says Vipers across the front.
And they have ads, don't they?
Actually, it looks like just an Adidas logo and the D-League logo on the front. I don't see any other ads.
Oh, I think I see an ad on the mascot wearing it.
If you're the Vipers, you got to have a Viper somewhere on your jersey.
Yeah, they definitely have a Lone Star National Bank ad on the front.
How did I miss that? What?
I don't know, but it's right below the numbers.
It's not on the one I'm looking at.
It's on the one I'm looking at. It's advertising for the season opening game on Monday, November 6th against the Wisconsin Herd. Huh. I wonder if they won.
All right. You going to get one?
No. I will not.
NBA Draft Lottery is tonight. We'll have an NBA Draft Lottery watch along and show. It'll be streaming on all your various social media platforms. It's
going to be amazing. You don't want to miss it.
Twitter, Facebook, easy for me to say.
Did you pass English classes?
YouTube, Twitter, everywhere at SKOR North and on 1500, of course, and on the Score North mobile app. And a lot of people believe in the conspiracy theories when it comes to the NBA Draft Lottery. For whatever reason, the NBA itself as a whole is prone to conspiracies. People think referees are fixing games.
Well, yeah, the whole Tim Donaghy thing didn't help their cause.
That didn't help, no, but that wasn't a league-mandated fixing of games by any means. That was a rogue referee who had some gambling debt. To our knowledge.
Exactly, to our knowledge. Allegedly. Right.
Well, yeah, but if we're just going to assume things that aren't to our knowledge, we could go anywhere with that, couldn't we?
Let's.
All right, let's do it. So the first and probably most infamous NBA draft lottery conspiracy theory was the first ever draft lottery in 1985 when Patrick Ewing was the clear-cut favorite as the number one pick in the draft. And people say that when David Stern pulled the envelope with the Knicks logo on it, that it had a bent corner, and others have said that the envelope was frozen. So when he reached into the bin, he would know which envelope to grab because it was cold and it had a bent corner. And it probably didn't help things that the Knicks president of basketball operations, who was there that day, had a Patrick Ewing jersey already made and printed up that he displayed when they won the number one pick. Is that one of the theories that you buy?
I absolutely buy that one. That's a very easy conspiracy to buy, because at the time it was the first ever lottery. There was no precedent for it. You absolutely could have fixed that one. No problem. I think I buy that conspiracy theory.
Declan, you buying that one?
Yeah, I totally buy that
one. I'll just say right off the top, I don't buy any of them.
Okay.
I feel like the whole league would have to be in cahoots. I feel like other owners of other teams would have to be like, yeah, give them the number one pick. Why do I do that?
I believe every team in the lottery had a 14.2% chance.
That might be mentioned in the article that I'm reading here. No, it doesn't say anything about that here.
Because that was the same draft that Reggie Miller was in too, right? Was Reggie Miller in that draft?
85? No, I don't think so.
Oh, because I thought the whole winning time, that great 30 for 30 on him, where his rivalry with the Knicks, I thought both of those... that they were in the same class. But if they weren't, I'm not surprised, being the big basketball guy that I am.
In 2003, many say that the draft was fixed to send LeBron James to his hometown Cleveland Cavaliers, a franchise that was desperate to come out of the depths of the NBA where they had spent many a year. Is that one that you're buying, Danny?
I don't buy that one. The Cavs were terrible. The Cavs were so bad and won the lottery. I don't buy that one.
Were they the worst team in the league that year?
They were worse or second worst. It was within a game. I think they won 19 games the year prior to LeBron.
I'm in lockstep with Danny on that.
They finished tied with the Nuggets for the league's worst record.
And I think Cleveland had an equal shot. I actually think they won their last game of the season by accident.
Why would you do that?
Tanking wasn't quite as big then. Like, it wasn't the phenomenon that it is now. But that's part of the reason.
Like the Bulls, how did the Bulls win their way out of the top three? Because the Cavs
and the Knicks and the Suns were better at losing than the Bulls were.
I mean, they're even bad at losing. Speaking of the Bulls, many people believe that I mentioned this in the first segment, the Derrick Rose draft, when the Bulls had a 1.7% chance of winning the draft and hadn't really had a lot of success since the Michael Jordan era. Even though they won the Elton Brand lottery, many people speculate that that draft was fixed to send Derrick Rose to the hometown Bulls and bring them back to glory.
That one I could buy because the Bulls had not been very good for quite some time. I mean, they're in a big market. It's easy to buy that one being a conspiracy theory.
Declan, yeah. You buy that?
Yeah, I buy it.
I don't understand you young people.
I know.
The post-LeBron Cavaliers. Now, how many times have they won it since LeBron left Cleveland the first time?
So, since they left when he left the first time, obviously they did not make the playoffs in the 4 years he was in Miami. They won three of the four draft lotteries. They won in 2011, they won in 2013, and they won in 2014.
See, that's...
And of course, the year that they did not win was the Anthony Davis year.
That's hard to believe that a team could have that kind of luck. But again, if I'm the NBA, why am I trying so hard to resurrect the Cleveland Cavaliers of all franchises?
You were trying hard to resurrect them because a Cleveland-LeBron rivalry is what the league would have wanted. If the Cavs would have been good and LeBron would have stuck in Miami and the Cavs could have gotten good and been some sort of rivalry there, it would have been an incredible storyline for the league.
By the way, they had the first and fourth pick the year that they took Kyrie Irving. They took Tristan Thompson with the other pick. Declan, you buying that Cleveland had the draft rigged for them? Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah, Danny makes up a good point, though. I think LeBron and versus the Cavs in the playoffs, that would have been sweet. It never happened, you know, when he was in Miami. But I think that would have been awesome. Yeah, I totally buy the NBA doing that.
And then back when the NBA and David Stern were running the then New Orleans Hornets, now New Orleans Pelicans, and they landed the aforementioned Anthony Davis in the 2012 draft, and many people speculate that that was fixed simply because David Stern basically owned the New Orleans Hornets at the time and was trying to fix them.
I don't think that that's a good enough reason.
No.
Like, if it were a different city, maybe, but it's New Orleans. I don't think that that was a conspiracy. I think that the Pelicans fairly won that draft lottery, and good for them.
Declan?
Yeah. I'm just going with yeah.
And finally, a few years ago, in 2016... Dikembe Mutombo prematurely congratulated the Philadelphia 76ers on winning the NBA draft lottery in a tweet. And many people then assumed that there was a conspiracy. And for whatever reason, Dikembe Mutombo would be in on it.
I don't know why Dikembe Mutombo would be in on it, but also I don't know that it's a conspiracy. The Sixers were 10-72 that season.
Yeah, they were really bad.
Yeah, they probably should have won the lottery that year.
Yeah.
You would think.
And they drafted a guy that can't shoot. He's scared to shoot threes.
Which is not a good thing.
No, for a point guard.
Today's NBA.
He's terrified. Shoot a three, you coward.
By the way, what really happened was that they sent him an email asking him to consider posting a tweet. He apparently was working for the 76ers in some capacity at the time. If they happened to win the lottery later that night, he claimed that he didn't read the email closely enough and accidentally congratulated the team too early.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I love it.
A very convenient explanation.
Yeah, very good explanation there.
Dikembe, man. He gets a pass.
No.
Exactly. No conspiracy.
It's Raised by Wolves here on Score North on 1500scorenorth.com and the Score North mobile app. Draft lottery show tonight and watch along across all your various social media platforms at SKOR North and right here on 1500. Me and Daniel will be back for that along with Phil Mackey, and we will be reacting along with you to whatever happens in the NBA draft lottery tonight. Want to talk some playoffs? There's NBA playoffs going on right now.
I'm fine to talk playoffs.
Do you have more draft lottery things
I've
you want to address?
I've got tons of draft lottery things.
Do
we
you?
Can under- oh, we can talk about which teams we want to win, which teams would be the most fun, which teams would be a great fit in terms of
we can do all this
on court.
We sounds like we have a lot to do
I've
in the
got
final
so
segment.
So many lottery takes
of Raised by Wolves.
So many lottery
this
takes.
Afternoon on Score North on 1500.
All of the lottery
and ScoreNorth.com. It's Raised by Wolves here on Score North on 1500 and ScoreNorth.com. And we'll have an NBA draft lottery watch along for you here tonight on these airwaves and
going to be amazing.
Our various social media platforms starting at 7 o'clock and going until 8 or tomorrow morning if they win the draft. That's
8 one way or another.
That's the schedule. Yeah, at least 8 o'clock one way or the other. Do you have the breaking news sounder, Declan? This isn't Wolves news, but we got to let the people know when there's Vikings news. No? All right, I'll just go ahead. Courtney Cronin, our very own, and also of ESPN.com, says the Vikings were able to sign first-round pick Garrett Bradbury on Tuesday after veteran linebacker Eric Kendricks converted around half of his base salary to a signing bonus to create the necessary cap room, according to multiple sources. So they freed up the cap money to sign the first-round pick. I don't know if that means that they freed up enough money to sign all the draft picks. And now all the Kyle Rudolph drama is behind us. I don't know if that's what that means or not. I'm sure Matthew Collar will have much more on this coming up on Score North Live at 2 o'clock right here on Score North. Woo! On 1500 and ScoreNorth.com. But the first round pick is secured. We know that. All right, Danny, you were asking before the break who we would most like to see win the NBA draft lottery. Is that the question and the subject of
and
your column?
Don't just say the Wolves.
At ScoreNorth.com?
Yes, that was one of them.
Well, I mean,
don't just say the Wolves. Like, yes, it'd be fun. And I did put the Wolves, like, selfishly, the Wolves winning the lottery would be great for me. More people would read my stuff. More people would care about the Wolves. It would be awesome. I get to watch Zion Williamson at least 41 times, and that's what I want. But there's also some other scenarios that would be really entertaining.
If you're asking me personally and selfishly what I'm hoping for tonight, my first and foremost wish would be that the Bulls won it. I'm a Chicago native, and I want the Bulls to be relevant again. And
I had the Bulls near the bottom of
I would
my
hope
list.
They got the number one pick, and that Gar Foreman and John Paxson would somehow not screw it up, because that's what they do. They screw things up, and
they
that's
might
why.
Actually draft Bol Bol if they get number one.
Pass on Zion Williamson?
For Bol Bol.
It wouldn't shock me. And then number two would be the Minnesota Timberwolves, because that's the team that I watch the most, and I cover them for a living, and the Wolves being good. Let's be transparent here, and in the interest of full disclosure, tell people that the Wolves being good is good for Score North. That's,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it
That's
is.
It's good for business.
Indeed.
So those are my top two choices after that. Let me tell you who I least want to win the draft lottery, because I don't like to see good things happen for bad people, and that's the New York Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers, both of whom I cannot stand their owners.
Those are fair things.
I think they're bad people. I think that they've done bad things, and I don't want to see good things happen to bad people. That's why I don't want the Knicks or the Cavs to win the draft lottery.
That's fair and understandable, although we absolutely disagree on the Cavs. Not that Dan Gilbert's a good person,
right.
But the Cavs, and not because I'm from Cleveland, I don't care about that. The Cavs winning the lottery would light Twitter on fire, and that's what I want. Because the Cavs have been in the lottery since drafting LeBron James in 2003.
You just want to watch the world burn.
That's all I want.
That's what you're here for.
That's all I want. Since 2000,
I respect that.
They were in the lottery, won LeBron in 03. They were in the lottery in 04 and 05, and then again in 2011, 2012, 2013, and 2014. So that is six times they've been in the lottery since drafting LeBron James. They have won the lottery three of those times. Number one overall pick, three of those times. This will be their seventh appearance. If they win it a fourth time, that is absolutely bonkers, and I'm here for it.
And people are going to claim conspiracy.
Yes, and
again.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I want. I think that would be amazing. It would light the world on fire, and I want to watch it burn, Rami.
All right, sounds good. After that, I don't know that I necessarily have a rooting interest in terms of who I would want to win the lottery. I know who I definitely want to win it. I know who I definitely don't want to win it. After that, I don't really have a lot of strong preferences or rooting interests, to be quite honest.
In terms of basketball fits, I think that there are a couple teams that make a lot of sense for Zion, and that would be really fun if you add Zion to them.
Do tell.
The Atlanta Hawks would be terrific. If they could add Zion Williamson to the young core of Trae Young and Kevin Herter and John Collins, they could be a team that they're not quite there yet right now, because they're all young. They're all 20 years old. But if you add Zion to that team by 2022, that team's going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. That team's going to be competing for an NBA title.
They have two chances
But no,
they have Dallas's pick, do they not?
They have Dallas's pick if it's outside the top five.
Oh, I got you.
Dallas's pick is top five protected, which is another incredibly interesting thing. There are, aside from just the Zion aspect of it, tonight's lottery is so interesting because there are so many different pick protections and picks that could potentially be traded for Anthony Davis. Like, for instance, Memphis's pick is top eight protected. If it gets up into the top three, obviously they're going to, top four, excuse me, obviously they'll be really happy. If it stays at eight and they keep it, but it's at eight, they probably won't be that happy. If a team like the Wolves jumps them and it's nine, their pick gets sent to Boston. And Memphis probably would not mind that. Because if their pick gets sent to Boston, they're off of that obligation and they can really just go forward with the rebuild and not have to worry about it being either top six protected next year or unprotected the year after that. So maybe they do want to get off that pick if they don't get a top three selection. The Sacramento pick, they've got the worst odds in the lottery at 14th, but their pick will be sent to Boston if it's 2 through 14. But if it's number one, Rami, it goes to Philadelphia.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of something like this. What do you mean?
It's amazing. I mean,
how does it go to Philadelphia?
So it was traded to Philadelphia in a salary dump, obscure salary dump trade a couple years back.
Let me see if I can guess this right. Sacramento traded it to Boston with protections.
No.
No?
Other way. No. It was traded without protections to Philadelphia some years back in a salary dump trade. And Philadelphia then traded it, but protected it number one overall to Boston for Markelle Fultz.
The NBA makes things confusing.
So tonight completes the Markelle Fultz trade between Boston and Philadelphia.
This is all very confusing.
It's amazing.
It's very confusing, though.
Amazing.
I can't keep up with it all.
So Boston,
this is why I don't watch Game of Thrones. Too many moving parts.
Boston could potentially have two top 10 picks. If the Sacramento pick jumps up 2 through 4, they get it. And if Memphis drops back, they get Memphis's pick. Boston, the Celtics, who just lost in the Eastern Conference semifinals, could be getting two top 10 picks.
I don't even know how you came to that, but I'm going to take your word for it. This is like the math earlier in the show.
Ever since the math comment, I'm just picturing like Alan in The Hangover where he's trying to calculate all the equations that are his head while he's playing poker, because that's pretty much where I'm at right now with Danny explaining all this.
Let me just say, tonight could be amazing. Tonight could be
It's going to be a lot of fun. It sounds like there's a lot of drama involved here.
Tonight could be a night that shifts the landscape of
just
the
so
NBA
you know,
for a while.
You'll have to keep explaining these things to me as the draft lottery watch along is happening tonight.
Yes.
You'll have to keep on explaining to me who has what picks and why and where they got them from and what's protected and what's not.
Yes. So there are 14 teams in the lottery. There will be 15 different representatives there because there are 15 different teams. Like Sacramento's pick is in the lottery. Sacramento didn't send anybody because they have 0% chance of
drafting
in the lottery.
But Boston and Philadelphia did?
Boston and Philadelphia both sent people to the lottery tonight to represent them because Philadelphia has a 1% chance of having a pick. If that pick lands number one overall, they have a pick in the lottery. If it does not, they don't. If it does not land number one overall, Boston gets that
pick. So anywhere 2 through 14, it's Boston's.
Yes.
If it's number one, it's Philly's.
Yes.
And Sacramento is getting nothing.
Correct.
Tonight.
Yes.
Gotcha. I think I'm clear on that particular scenario.
Yeah, good
scenario.
Job.
Thank you.
I'm still lost.
I really boiled it down.
Okay, yep. What one do you want next? Do you want the Memphis-Boston one? Do you want the Dallas-Atlanta one? What do we want
Give me Memphis-Boston.
So that one's from the Jeff Green trade some years ago. It's top eight protected
this
year.
The Jeff Green trade is still in play?
Yes, we could wrap that up tonight. from the Jeff Green trade years ago.
Was Bobby Bonilla somehow involved in this?
I don't think so.
How is the Jeff Green trade still in play?
But I don't know that Bobby Bonilla was not involved in this. I can't confirm that, but I can confirm Jeff Green was. So it's top eight protected this year. If the pick lands 1 through 8 for the Memphis Grizzlies, they keep their pick. They're currently slotted at number eight. So that means if a team such as the Wolves or the Sacramento pick or the Lakers, if they jump up into the top four the Memphis pick does not, they would slide back one pick to number nine. If it slides back one pick to number nine, it goes to Boston. Should it not slide back one pick to number nine, Memphis keeps it. And then next year's Memphis pick is protected 1 through 6. That means the same thing. If it's 1 through 6, Memphis keeps it. And then if not, it goes to Boston. And then if Memphis keeps that one, their next pick, so 2 years from now, is Boston's no matter what. And if Memphis is really bad, that could potentially be a top four pick too.
So boil it down to me the way I just did with the first scenario that you played out. So if it's one through if it's what, one who gets what?
If it is one through eight,
because that was more confusing than the first one.
If it's one through eight, Memphis gets the pick.
Okay.
If it is 8 through 30.
I should be writing this stuff down for tonight, but I feel like it'll be fun to have you explain this to me and Phil again.
Yeah. Actually, Declan, can you cut this? We'll just replay this.
Yeah, we'll do.
If it is 9 through 30, it goes to Boston. 1 through 8, Memphis.
1 through 8, Memphis. 9 through 30,
nine
Boston.
9 through 14, because it can't go. Well, it really can't go lower than 12, I believe. 12 or 13, technically, goes to Boston.
So Boston could potentially have 2 top 10 picks after
which
tonight.
Which is what I said 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
Cool.
Now.
Cool.
And all then the other protections in the first round in the lottery tonight involves the Luka Doncic Trae Young trade from last year. So last year, Atlanta.
Now that makes sense that that's still in play.
Atlanta, yes, much more sense than Jeff Green, who is now on like his fourth team since then.
I thought this was going to involve Carlos Boozer or something.
No, it does not. It only involves Trae Young and Luka Doncic.
All right.
So last year, the Atlanta Hawks selected Luka Doncic's draft rights number 3 overall, and they traded it to Dallas for the number 5 overall pick, which turned out to be Trae Young, and a future first round pick. That pick is protected 1 through 5 this season. I believe that's the only protection on it. So the thinking that Atlanta had is, okay, we think Dallas will be a little bit better next year. They actually projected Dallas to finish in the number 8 slot through like their analytical projections and how many times they simulated the season. The most common result was Dallas finishing with the 8th best odds, which meant that they were likely to get Dallas's pick. So if Dallas, who finished in the 9th slot, so their projections were just very slightly off, so it's really impressive, they almost nailed it, finished in the 9th slot, if Dallas jumps up to the top 4, they get to keep their pick. If they stay at 9, Atlanta gets their pick. Or if they slide down, which is also possible.
Gotcha.
So Atlanta could have 2 top 10 picks.
So if Dallas lands 1 through 4, they keep their pick. Anywhere else, it goes to Atlanta, basically.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So Atlanta could potentially have 2 top 10 picks, and Boston could potentially have 2 top 10 picks.
This is interesting. It's going to be a fun show tonight.
It is fascinating.
All that's left to figure out is where are we getting pizza from.
There's so much more than just the whole Zion thing tonight. There's so much more to the draft lottery than just where is Zion Williamson going to be. It is a fascinating lottery, and you have to think with the Boston, if they get 2 top 10 picks, those have to you have to think are going to New Orleans for Anthony Davis. Because if they land 2 picks there, you have to think that's just more ammunition for Anthony Davis.
That's where I assume he's ending up. I assume Anthony Davis is going to be a Celtic next year.
But also, do the
Celtics... And honestly, that's kind of a scary thought. If they can keep Brown and Tatum together, I know Kyrie is gone, but if they can keep Brown and Tatum...
But do they go all in for Anthony Davis if they don't keep Kyrie?
I think
because I don't think that they do. Because they can't keep Brown and Tatum and get Anthony Davis. That's just not going to happen. The Pelicans and David Griffin, who's running their basketball operations.
Even with even if they have 2 top 10 picks to play with?
They're not keeping both Brown and Tatum and getting Anthony Davis. At least one of them will be in the deal. It's a failure if it's not.
Right.
You can expect Jason Tatum
and
would
you be surprised by failure from the Pelicans as an organization?
With David Griffin running the show, absolutely.
That's true. That's different.
David Griffin is awesome, knows what he's doing. You could not say the same thing about previous regimes there, but you can about Griff. So they could potentially, they're not going to get Anthony Davis without giving up at least Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart and picks. So if Kyrie's gone, I don't know that you take that gamble if you're Boston, because Anthony Davis could be there for a year and then say, see ya, and then you're left with nothing.
So you use those picks and then build around Tatum and Brown?
Potentially, if Kyrie, because your window is wide open if you're younger. Those guys are in their second and third year right now.
Right.
It's not
and
as
were both
if,
really young when they were drafted, were they not?
Yes.
Like 19 and 20?
Yes, exactly. So it's not as if their window's closing and they need to make a win-now move, like, for instance, the Lakers do. If the Lakers jump up into the top 4, you have to think that that pick's going to New Orleans for Anthony Davis, because they are in a very much win now mode with LeBron James on the roster. Boston doesn't have that.
This is going to be good tonight.
It's incredibly fascinating. This might be the most interesting lottery aside from the talent at the top, because yes, Zion could potentially be transcendent. We haven't seen something like this since Anthony Davis and before that LeBron, but because of everything else that could be decided tonight.
All this and there's going to be pizza?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I might go by DiGiorno.
Where else would you... DiGiorno? What are you...
We're going to make it. Are you gonna make a DiGiorno pizza here?
I got time to go home.
Oh, you're going to make it and then bring a frozen pizza that's already been cooked for everyone to eat?
Well, no, it would have been cooked. Oh, it wouldn't be frozen Declan.
You're going to make a frozen...
Did you fail cooking class, too?
College cooking class?
They don't offer that, shockingly.
You're going to make a frozen pizza, which, by the way, I always have one in the freezer in case of emergency. But
What about pizza rolls?
And then you're going to wrap them in aluminum foil and bring them? No, man.
What about pizza rolls?
Thank you.
Just bring your basketball expertise. That's all I want you to bring
tonight.
So
you'll buy the pizza.
Mackie is buying the pizza.
Okay.
For the Score North Draft Lottery Show. It's happening tonight on 1500 and streaming live across all our platforms at SKOR North, or go get that Score North app available for Apple and Android. For Danny and Declan, I'm Rami saying thanks for listening to Raised by Wolves.